Welcome back to the Business Launch Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Ann Jimenez. So Instagram was the number one deleted app in 2023. And that begs the question, is the age of social media truly ending? Here are three super important things that you need to do in 2024 if you want to actually use content marketing to sell more of what you do, coming up.
Welcome to the Business Lounge Podcast, where each week we unpack the hottest online marketing and business strategies so you can grow your business, increase your bottom line, and make a bigger impact. And now, here's your host, Kimberly Ann Jimenez.
Familia, what is going down in these social media streets? I mean, I don't know if you've been paying attention to some of the interesting things that have been going on so far this year in the world of social media, but we have Meta pulling, you know, their live streaming on Facebook groups. We have Instagram kind of playing around with potentially removing the actual link in bio feature. And there's all these things are evolving, right? And they're kind of like loose. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but there's been a little bit of a shaking. And on top of that, Facebook and Instagram were down last week. And so there's just a lot that's coming, out of 2024 so far, social media. This morning I heard that the House is passed a bill to ban TikTok. It's getting interesting. And so really what we're seeing, I think, from a macro perspective is we're in the middle of information wars. We're literally in the middle as online entrepreneurs, as small business owners who are marketing on these platforms. We're actually seeing essentially a war for control over media, a war over control for the outlets that help us communicate with each other, that help us connect. And this is not anything new, right? If you study history, you see this exact thing happened when the printing press was invented. And then, you know, we see it again as more and more media outlets start coming on the scene, like TV and like radio. Social media has just, you know, quintessentially been more of that platform or that medium where we can share information quickly. And the government doesn't always love that. So I have a lot of thoughts around this particular topic, but I don't want to dive too deeply into the controversy in this show. We'll do that in the Insiders Podcast inside of the Business Lounge. But for now, I just wanted to share, like, understand that the reason things are getting crazy is because a lot of things are happening in the market. Number one, people are leaving social media in droves. They have been since, you know, about 2018, 2019. Which was accelerated even more in the pandemic, as we have seen so much contention, right? People are fighting on social media. There's political unrest in terms of people just being at odds with each other. There's, you know, conservatives and libs just totally fighting on social media. And a lot of people don't like that. You know, I think also there is another side of the story where people are just burnt out on social media and they're just seeing constantly, you know, superficial stuff, lots of push to perfectionism. Everything is ultra aesthetic and it just doesn't really make people feel great about themselves. And so there's that. At the same time, companies are adjusting to people just leaving their platforms. And so there's just so much turmoil in the space caused by a myriad of issues all at the same time. And so we're kind of caught in the middle of it as entrepreneurs and small business owners, as people who do business online. And it can be a little bit hard to navigate. And so I think one of the ways that we could really look at it is from the standpoint of what Chalene Johnson was actually sharing in a recent interview. She, I think it was on the Think Media podcast with Sean Cannell, and she was talking about how we're in a social media recession. And I was like, whoa, that's such a cool way of explaining it. That's absolutely what's happening. Essentially, we have so many creators jumping on, you know, in the scene. We have online entrepreneurs, and then we have, you know, just the general public. And there's more content being produced than there is demand for it, right? People are just choosing to consume less. They're choosing to actually follow less people, not more. And so they're kind of doubling down on the people that they actually really want to hear about. I've noticed that in my own behavior. You know, I've unfollowed so many people and I only focus on some of the creators and the online entrepreneurs and the leaders that I really want to hear from. And so I think that just people are becoming more choosy. And I think that's part of a normal platform cycle. That's part of what, you know, this age involves and kind of what we're living through. And I thought it was really interesting that The Atlantic actually posted this article 2 years ago in 2022 titled, "The Age of Social Media is Ending. It Should Have Never Begun." It's a very interesting piece, but I'm bringing this up not because the title is actually true. I don't think that social media, you know, is going to end. It's probably just going to adapt and evolve and iterate as most platforms do. But it is an interesting concept that this conversation has been brewing for a long time, you know, from the propagandist mainstream media to trusted experts in the online space. We could be here all day long, like unpacking what is happening, what are some of the predictions, and for a good reason. You know, it really is interesting to see how the last year, so many creators have totally ditched Instagram. Its average reach right now has gone up slightly in 2024. Social Insider actually reported 4 to 5% in 2024 is the average reach if you have an engaged audience on Instagram. But I think that, you know, the space has become very different than what it used to be. I think Instagram has kind of lost their vibe, their kind of feel. It used to be a very happy, uplifting place, and now it's just kind of become TikTok in a lot of ways. And I think the creators are just pulling away from that. You're kind of seeing something similar happening on YouTube as well. You know, earlier this year, we had just a bunch of really big YouTube channels in the creator space call it quits. And I think it's just becoming harder and harder to get the same numbers that you used to post pandemic. I think in the pandemic, we had, you know, so many people flood online because they were at home, kind of bored, doing nothing. And it changed their behavior for a while where they were consuming a ton of content. You saw YouTube channels absolutely grow like crazy out of nowhere and kind of explode. And then the algos changed and, you know, YouTube was pushing a lot of smaller channels and monetization changed. And so it's just become this like emotional roller coaster for a lot of people. There's also the just the stress of being a creator and having to pump out content 24/7, which is more than understandable. The reality is that in 2024, we should not be building businesses that are solely reliant on social media. This is something I've talked about for years and years and years. I will link some of the videos and blogs and podcasts that I've done on this topic. But the reality is, as a former social media manager, I saw this writing on the wall for a while. And I'm not trying to say that because it's like an I told you so, or you know, I'm self-righteous and better than thou. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that for so long, we have glorified these platforms to the point that we don't even know. Some people don't even know how to build a business outside of them. You know, they see social media and they see, oh, you know, followers equal sales and engagement equals, you know, more revenue. And that's not always the case. In fact, I've been kind of screaming this from the rooftops for a couple years now, and it's why I coined the term profitability over popularity. Because what people actually see on the exterior, those are the numbers that you should not be focused on. I am way more concerned about the numbers that I don't see in my business or that people don't see in my business than the numbers they do see. If you've ever wondered, like, how do you know how to focus on the right thing in your business? How do you focus on marketing the right way and actually creating a business that's sustainable, stands the test of time, and is recession-proof? You do that by focusing on the numbers that people don't see. It's not the followers. It's not the comments. It's not the likes. It's not the shares. Those things are helpful and they're important in building an audience. But it's the email list, right? It's the traffic. It's the conversion rates. It's the sales numbers that really matter. Those are the numbers that are behind the scenes that no one gets to see. And as a marketing strategist and a business coach, I get to see people's numbers all day, every day. I've done that for almost 10 years now. And it's been really interesting to be able to see how a lot of people will have huge audiences, right? hundreds of thousands of followers. And then when I look at their unseen numbers, the numbers that are behind the scenes, those numbers are almost always hurting. Their conversion rates are really low. Their email list is non-existent. They don't have a good sales numbers. And it's because all their time and energy is spent on the content hamster wheel. It's spent on the content machine. If you don't feed the Instagram algorithm, if you don't feed the YouTube algorithm, if you don't feed the Facebook algorithm, you're going to pay the price for that, right? It's why creators are burning out like crazy and why I don't believe that your model, your business model, should be just to monetize directly off your content and be a creator. I think you should always have and build a business that is sustainable, that stands the test of time and doesn't tie your hands, you know, where you're having to actually put out content or you don't make money. That actually sucks. That is not a way that is enjoyable or, you know, any fun to actually run a business. It becomes a job really quickly. And it's a very fun job. It's a really cool job, but it's still a job. And so I don't know about you, but as an entrepreneur, I didn't get into business and entrepreneurship to have another job. I didn't want to go from having one boss in the corporate world to having a million little bosses as my audience and, you know, catering to their every need and having to never take vacation time or take time off or not being able to rest and actually do the deep creative work that I'm meant to do. I work very well in the mastery space, not in, you know, just constantly being on. And I don't think that's a natural way anyway of interacting and being. And so while I think social media still has a place, I think that there's still something to be said about growing a business and growing an audience and building community. There is no reason why your business should be solely dependent on social media in 2024. There are far better ways of actually setting up your business to where you actually own the relationship with your subscribers, where you have control over the platform that you are building, and where you don't have to worry as much as, you know, did the algorithms change and will I not make money as a result? That is not a place to live in. In fact, I remember the last time Facebook was down, what was it? Like, I think it was 2021. It was a couple years ago. I was talking to one of my friends who also is an entrepreneur, and she was like, can you believe Facebook is down? Oh my gosh, they're totally messing with my livelihood. And she said it that way, like nonchalantly. And I was like, what? So I definitely made a face because I could tell she could see it in my face because she was like, oh, well, you know, she's trying to change the subject because I was about to just go all in on a Mama Kim rant, like our TBL loungers call it. And it's one of those things where like, I'm not trying to be annoying about it, guys. I just want you to build a business that has freedom at the forefront. Like, I want in my business financial freedom, time freedom. I want to be able to run a business that works for me, not the other way around. And so your content, your strategy, your marketing, it should be working hard for you, not the other way around. And so many of our coaching clients, so many of our students in the Business Lounge come to us and they're like, I am sick and tired. Like, I'm so literally last week, I was having a conversation with one of our clients. She's in the wellness nutrition space and holistic. And hey, we're interrupting the show real quick just to tell you about the sponsor of this episode. If you want to finally stop ghosting your audience for good and move away from inconsistency with your content creation, we have the perfect solution for you. It's our brand new content calendar playbook, and it's chock full of over 200 plus caption starters, done for you social media post prompts, and over 70 pages of templates and resources and tools so that you know exactly what to say to keep your audience engaged, excited, and coming back for more consistently. Listen, you know that your content has been a problem for a while. And if that's the case, it's time to get off your booty and actually do something about it. Just for our podcast listeners, you can go over to contentcalendarplaybook.com. That's contentcalendarplaybook.com and get an incredible deal on 90 days plus of content strategy that's done for you. You're going to absolutely love this new resource. And I know it's going to make a huge difference with helping you stay consistent with your content creation and getting back in the game when it comes to attracting attention for your business. Alrighty, back to the show. Kind of medicine space. And she was telling me, like, Kim, you know, last year I doubled my Instagram following. I am just exploding on that platform. But she's like, I was looking at my numbers and I have double the followers, double the engagement. I have so much, interaction in my stories. She's like, but it's making me no money. Like, it's actually not making me any money. I'm looking and comparing it to my blog and how much time and energy I'm spending on Instagram versus my blog. And there's just no comparison. She's like, this is how many leads my blog is bringing. This is how much traffic it's bringing. This is how many sales it's actually closing. She's like, I have a wait list of people who are coming directly from Google. They're coming directly from search. And signing up to be a part of like a wait list in my program. And then I have all these people who are interacting on Instagram and I'm getting no leads from it. I'm not getting any traffic from it. She's like, it's totally a hustle game. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. That has been what I have heard over and over and over again, what I've seen in my own business. And it's not to say that people can't make money on Instagram. Okay. That is not what I'm saying. I am well aware that you could hustle it up and spend a couple hours every day pitching people in DMs, sending people to DMs, posting reels. I get that. That can work. The problem is you're feeding the Instagram machine. The problem is you don't have control over the people who actually, see your content. I mean, 4 to 5% reach is abysmal. That's horrible. And so why would you invest so much time and energy making your reels aesthetic and posting so many stories and creating all these messages and broadcasts and trying to pitch people on DMs? And you could be putting that same amount of energy in something like long form content, like a podcast or YouTube or a blog, and see an amplified return on your investment. It's like compounding interest, where as your content gets older, it actually ranks higher, it actually performs better, and you start building essentially a traffic machine. You start seeing, more traffic over time instead of less traffic like you have with Instagram. Like, I could post a reel today. This is something I figured out early on in my social media career. Thank you, Jesus, because I would just go crazy otherwise. But I could spend a lot of time posting a reel, and that reel has a lifespan of, if I'm lucky, a couple days. Maybe it goes viral and then I get a week out of it. Or I could spend almost the exact amount of time, maybe even less, creating a podcast or a YouTube video or a blog, optimize that content for search so people are actually discovering me when they're typing in, email marketing tips or Trello productivity or, just content marketing strategies. And I can actually get traffic over time to those same articles, to the same videos, to the same podcasts. I mean, I'm telling you guys, when I look at our numbers in our business, because we have set this up in a way where we favor search over social, right? And I've talked about that many, many times, where search is discoverability and social is community. We have built a really cool business out of it because some of my most popular blog posts, the things that are pushing the business forward, that are adding more people to our email list, that are getting people to click on our sales pages and buy our products, they're blogs and videos that I created 7 years ago, 8 years ago, even one of them on Pinterest, I've had since literally 2013. I mean, it's super old. So it's one of those things that, like, we could keep updated and continue to generate traffic and leads and sales from content we created years ago. And so we're at a point now where I think the market is ready to listen to this message because I've been talking about this for a long time. And we're infatuated with Instagram. We're infatuated, you know, with TikTok. And slowly, I think people are starting to burn out and realize, oh my gosh, I got to be smarter with my content. I got to actually run a business off of this. This can't just be I'm just producing content all day long and not actually being strategic about how I ROI on it. So this brings me, I know it's very long, but I wanted to really help you understand why I'm so passionate about this topic and why I think it's going to be huge in 2024. But the first thing that I want you to really focus on is putting your energy and your time and your effort where it'll give you a higher ROI. And for me, for my business, for our clients, for the last 11 years that I've been in business, it really comes down to long form content. Treating your marketing holistically by actually placing strategy in your long form content and then using that long form content, repurposing that long form content on social media. So taking clips from your blog, posting that on social media, taking clips from your YouTube videos, taking snippets or really good points on your blog and turning that into Instagram stories. And there's a million tools that can help you with that. But the reality is that you should be smarter in the way that you create your content. For me, that looks like first, you know, really focusing on creating our podcast or our YouTube videos. That's really our pillar content. And from there, we actually repurpose that into newsletters, into blogs, and even into webinars and presentations. So we really repurpose a lot of our long-form content. Then we actually turn that into micro content on social media. And then we redistribute our old micro content. So we're essentially recycling all of our content from the top down. And that's how I teach it inside of Content Calendar System. If you're in that program, you're going to understand this concept really well and exactly how to do that, because it does save you a ridiculous amount of time to create long form content first that you can then turn into 10, 20, 30 micro content pieces for social media. Number two, I want you to think about investing in growing your email list. I mean, over the past couple of weeks, we have been just talking about cash flow and how to grow a really sustainable, profitable business in the new year, because that's what we're all about around here. We're about strategy, we're about results, we're about making more money and doing so with a lot of integrity. And so if there's one thing that you can focus on with your content, whether it's social media content or your long form content, podcast, blog post, again, or your YouTube videos, it's to turn more of the people that actually consume that content into email subscribers, right? We've talked about the ROI of email marketing and why it's so much higher than any other medium. I mean, we're talking for every dollar that you invest in email marketing, the ROI is $44. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And so there's no other medium that's going to give you that in 2024. And I really want to make sure that you are harnessing the power of email marketing. It doesn't need to be complicated. And if you want to know how to get started with your email marketing, make sure that you check out the link in this below this episode so that you can actually take a look at the episode we published. I think it was 2 weeks ago, all about how to explode your email marketing list faster, how to grow it, how to actually build it. We're even sharing some pro tips from our vault that we normally only share inside of the Business Lounge. So that episode with Chris is fantastic. Highly recommend it. Now, the third thing that I want you to really focus on in your strategy this year is to build selling systems off of your content. Okay. So really create content that gets people excited about buying from you, right? Turning content into customers. We have an entire workshop just on how to do that. And we'll link below in the show notes how you can check that out, where I teach you exactly how to do that. But essentially, it's a selling system. How do you actually build up content that people want to consume, that they're excited to consume, and that positions your services, your products, your programs intentionally? And that all starts with actually knowing your numbers. It starts with setting up really strong lead magnets. It starts with understanding what a funnel even is and how to create one strategically. When you start pulling the pieces together in your business that turn evergreen customers day in and day out, it actually helps you to scale out. And I will give you this one small anecdote. Literally yesterday, I was scrolling through Instagram, and of course, as one does, and I stumbled on a business coach, and she's focused on Instagram. It's like her expertise, and she was sharing some of the stats in her business. Now, this woman is amazing. She has incredible reels. It obviously takes her a lot of time to do, or at least it looks beautifully produced. So it gets a lot of intention and time and effort into it. But what I thought was really interesting was that she was actually bragging. It wasn't bragging. It was a humble flex, right? She had 120,000 Instagram followers, and she was promoting her signature course. And in the copy, in her caption, she was sharing how 200 people had already gone through the program. And I think a lot of people might think that's a lot, but that's actually not a lot at all. In fact, the program was $200, right? So she has, let me see here. I'm going to do the math live for you. $200 times 200 people. So I should have been able to do that math in my head. $40,000. Okay, so $40,000. Just for perspective, right? This is not me trying to humble flex too, but I just want you to see the difference here. We have about 10,000 Instagram followers, and for a million reasons that I won't go into, that account is pretty much dead because of all the truth censorable stuff I have said on that platform. Anyway, the point is, 10,000 Instagram followers, we just crossed our 33,000 customer mark. Okay, so just so you understand the numbers, 120,000 Instagram followers, 200 sales, signature product. Okay, so you're doing the math and you're thinking like I was thinking long term, this is like probably her main income stream. She might be doing promos and brand deals and all that good stuff, right? But it just shows you that you don't always know what's behind the scenes. And when you look at the numbers behind the scenes, it usually tells a true story. Unfortunately, when you focus on social and not building your email list and not building traffic and not building long form content, you need a ridiculous amount of followers to make even a basic living off of your products. And so I don't know about you, but I would rather have a small audience that buys all my stuff, right? And we can make millions of dollars off of it versus having a huge audience that I don't control, that I have no access to, that the algorithms can change tomorrow, that I could get shadow banned on, that I could get hacked. And then boom, there goes my connection with my audience and make pennies off of it, because that's kind of pennies, guys. Like, that's not a livable, that's not a sustainable, profitable business. It just isn't. So it's one of those things where people wonder how we have sold millions and millions of dollars of our products, programs, and services. And we've done that because we focus on the right things, because we have an email list of 50,000 people. And overall, we've added over like 120,000 people to that list over the past 10 years. Yeah, it's been, almost 11 years. So it's one of those things where, like, you know, we do list hygiene and we clean people out. And so we don't have those 120,000 all the time, but 33,000 of them have been our customers. They've bought something from us. And so it's one of those things where, like, you have to compare and contrast the behind the scenes before you just judge something, or you're excited, or you model, like, more dangerous, before you model something that someone else seems to be doing really, really well. Understand what the numbers are behind the scenes. Know exactly how they actually generate a profit and whether that makes sense for you sustainably over the long term. All right. I hope that came across okay. I really don't want it to sound like I'm just being braggy or I'm trying to, you know, throw shade at people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to help you understand the difference between popularity and profitability, and why we're all about choosing profitability over popularity with integrity, because it does matter. It makes a difference for whether you're on the hustle train 24/7 or you actually build systems that get clients to come to you. So you're not having to rely on any individual platform to make an incredible living on your terms. Okay. I hope that I have made my sales pitch that has nothing, I'm not selling you anything, but my concept pitch clearer, and that it's resonated with you. If it has, would you let me know in the comments below? If you're listening on the podcast, of course, I would love to connect with you. And yes, you can message me on Instagram. I have nothing against the app. I'm just letting you know, it might not be the year to focus all in on that platform. If I were you, I'd be going on a blog, podcast, or a YouTube channel, and definitely doubling down on that email list. All right. I love you. I hope that it was empowering, that you enjoyed it. Don't forget, we're rooting for you. I'm sending you big beso, and I will see you in the next one. Bye for now.